I got then a call from a couple of guys in southeast Oklahoma, Dick Hefton, who was part of the McAllister News Capital, and Fred Stovall, who owned the Wilburton, Latimer County News, heading up an organization that would become an organization if they got the person executive director. The need of a multi-county organization for poverty areas in the United States. I delivered a paper when I was at the University of Maryland, just 12 miles out of D.C., to the Department of Commerce about need of a multi-county organization because of southeast Oklahoma's economic problems of highest welfare, unemployment, underemployment, all that. So they had called me and asked me if I was interested in heading the first one and getting it organized. And I said, yes, I would be. I had to make a decision about leaving OSU, and that was a tough one because I owed so much to OSU. But I went down and I headed the Economic Development District, formerly called Kamishi Economic Development, CADO, and worked on the economic opportunities, et cetera, and there's other things that came from that.
I need to go back and ask you, you talk about OSU so much. Where does the University of Maryland come into this whole story?
The University of Maryland comes in because I went there to work on my doctorate. I finished all my doctorate except writing a dissertation.
Why the University of Maryland?
Because they had an outstanding graduate program in rural development.
Okay.
Now, we had agriculture. Agriculture is part of rural development. Rural development is more than just ag. Small towns in rural areas, water, sewer, industrial, building jobs, building things like that. That's why I went to the University of Maryland.
So the Economic Development District, that must have been a real rewarding job for you.
For instance, we did not have Career Tech.
Career Tech.
Career Tech, or VOTech, as they were called first, the VOTech mm-hmm. schools. There's one in Ardmore, to the west of the southeast quadrant. There's one in Muskogee. We didn't have in the deep southeast. Why? Because the first law they set up was to form the Career Techs or VOTech schools in school districts with a $40 million tax base and serving 15,000 people. We couldn't qualify. We needed it the worst. We had the worst economic conditions. We had highest rate of welfare, unemployment, underemployment, outmigration, all that, lowest educational level. We needed it, but we couldn't get it there. Long story short on that, I formed a bus tour throughout the southeast with a U.S. senator on the bus and one of his representatives. Carl Albert was on the bus. We made a two-day tour. I pointed out every stop what that community was needing, what applications they had, and I brought up the fact that we could not qualify for Career Tech. I got Dr. Francis Tuttle and I got Dr. J.N. Baker, who is president of Whippland State College. They all agreed we end up forming the school district, those seven counties of Caddo. That was our base then. And we had the millage election. I went all across that, getting the people to vote the millage. Couldn't tell them where the schools were actually going to go. But I said, for our children and grandchildren, it's better if they left with a skill than without one. And I got them to vote the millage to build those. We ended up having enough money to build three schools, one in Hugo, one in Poto, one in McAllister, and we put the headquarters for the Kamishi VOTech School in Wilburton.
So you had to sell these people on a vision, and you say millage. It was a
yes.
tax on their property.
Yeah.
And they had to agree that you can tax my property because we believe in your vision, and that passed.
That's correct.
Do you remember the percentage?
It was close. I know I won a steak dinner. Guy in Buffalo Valley who was with the state Career Tech said, this will never go. This is not going to. I said, I'll bet you. But, yes, it was the people lifting their vision for their children and grandchildren, an area that's been critical. People have been critical because of the educational level. They've been critical with drugs and, you know, problems like that. The good people, they need opportunities. And that's what I was trying to give them back then. I worked at that 2 years. I had an industry that was going to come to Hugo and asked the question, where would my employees live? We all looked around at each other. We hadn't started a subdivision or anything like that in Hugo. People had been moving out of Hugo one at a time. We lost that industry because that was a problem. So I started saying, all right, what do I do? I went to Tulsa, talked to a couple of builders over there. They kind of laughed at me. that was wanting them to come to Southeast Oklahoma building. Went to Oklahoma City, the same thing kind of happened. Couldn't get them to go. I had dug the footings and built a couple of homes here, my new bride and I, when we came back from University of Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. I started and built two little houses out here east of town. I brought a guy in the southeast part of the state, though, named Cecil Perdue. He had a home building operation in Chickasha where he could build your home or anyone's home, custom build, but pre-cut it and put it on a truck and brought the sections in and could set it up in 24 hours, have it up out of the weather. I brought Cecil Perdue to southeast Oklahoma, he and his wife, Peggy. We toured the southeast, and I was giving him the best sales job I could. Spent the night. The next morning, he said, you know, Wes, we can't move our plant here, but if you'll join me, we'll build a plant wherever you would like to do it over here in eastern Oklahoma. So I told my wife, I said, you know, I guess we either put up or shut up about the need of homes. We built an operation in Stigler, Oklahoma, 60 miles from Fort Smith, 60 miles from Muskogee, about 60 miles from McAllister. We then set up an operation in Alavitaville, went down there and set that in place. We became the largest home builder in the state of Oklahoma. But we built small homes. We didn't make big profit, but we built a lot of them. Built a lot of them. I was getting up at 4 o'clock again, working away, trying to get all the crews developed. So I got into home building. And I was in home building about 10 years or so. It was the best experience for me to have when I went to the United States Congress or State Senate first.